This is one of the original Morse keys from the old radio station. And the more modern ones we used didn't look quite the same, although they work the same way. There are gaps in the thing. Basically, it's a piece of metal between two contacts. And when you push it one way, it breaks the contact, and you let it go again, it makes a contact. So the purpose of the lower contact is to actually send the signals to the transmitter, which are then transmitted. And the upper contact stops your signal going into your receiver, so you don't blow the aerial up. You know, the aerial is connected to the same frequency, so if you do that, you stop the aerial, you close the aerials, and then the receiver doesn't receive. So it works on how long you've got dots and dashes. You can have a dot is quicker, and then a dash you hold it longer. And it's a very basic thing. In fact, you could do it with a piece of wire. I've seen people doing it with a saw blade, actually, using that as a Morse key. These were overtaken by what they called side keys, which operated in a similar sort of way, but they opened from side to side instead of up and down, and you could send a lot faster with them.